Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now. Welcome to On Wheels Now. It's your inside look at local motorsports, where drivers, crews, race fans, and just about anybody can come and talk about racing. It is a rainy and wet Tuesday evening here in Vegas. I am your host, Justin Griffiths. Alongside with me, as always, the man on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt. How you doing, Gary?
What's happening?
Joining us tonight for another beautiful evening is the driver of the number 98, just about anything, Don Zoll Jr. How you doing, Don?
All right.
Did I get that right? Just about anything?
Anything. I drive anything.
Anything with four wheels and a motor?
That's right.
Maybe even two wheels?
Yeah, we did bicycle racing once. Little mini bikes. That was fun.
We should have a mini bike race around the track.
All right. We'd die halfway through.
See for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know I probably would. I just realized I'm getting old.
Uh-huh.
Happens quick.
Faster than you think.
We are getting closer and closer to opening night here in Vegas for the Bull Ring. That is this week, right?
Or next? Yes. This weekend.
Yep. And should be a fun start of the year. It always is. And then the following weekend, we have NASCAR weekend here in Vegas.
Yes.
And then we have Blythe.
Blythe Speedway.
March 9th.
March 9th.
You going to go out and watch races this weekend?
I'm going to crew chief Don Gary again.
Hmm.
Is he actually going to listen?
He ain't touching the car. So, yeah, he's going to listen.
He's going to make sure he listens.
We already had a talk.
Good.
He destroyed it in Havasu, so I just finished that car up, and he wrecked it pretty good. So now everything's new again. We're going to go try it again.
Well, I'll definitely be out there. Rumor has it Gary's going out, too.
Gary. Oh, I'll be out there.
Gary,
I will be there.
He usually doesn't come out and watch races, and he's not somehow involved with it. But should be a good weekend.
I'll put him and Arlie to work.
He likes tearing his cars apart.
Well,
piece by piece.
You'll find me over by French Radio. That's where I'm going.
Don likes coming off the track, and I don't like it. Everything off.
That's right. That's right.
But as long as it's fast.
And sometimes it ain't fast.
Yeah, I was there that night.
Yeah. Yep.
Should be a good start of the year for them.
Yes.
Hopefully they get a good car count out there. Is it every on the schedule like normal?
Yeah. I believe those junior lates are going 40 laps twice this weekend.
Oh, twin mains?
I saw somewhere.
I did not look at the schedule yet, but
those
cars are getting. There's some talent coming out of there.
Oh yeah, you better go look.
I'm trying.
I got three electrical devices here and I can't look it up. So
yeah, some of those kids are pretty quick.
Yeah,
they're pretty quick.
RJ started in that, right? He came up through that.
Yep.
He raced down in Madeira and all that.
Yes.
Pro lates. I'm sorry. Pro lates, not junior lates. I'm sorry. Thanks, Donnie.
Well, continue and talk for 2 seconds. You want me to look this crap up?
Uh-huh. It's out there. I seen it today. Did you find it yet?
No. Give me a damn second.
Did you finish Don's car?
No.
No?
Oh. Well, you said you just finished it. Or was that the first
time? That was the first time.
And then he wrecked
it. And now we're redoing it again.
Yes.
So.
Yes, sir. We do have opening night schedule for Championship Series opening night February 24th in Vegas. They do have their normal Friday night practice.
Yes. And they have Legends and Bandolero races along with that, as they do all the time.
4 o'clock drivers meeting, 4:30 for qualifying for pro late models, Legends, modified outlaw factory stocks. All other divisions will have a pill draw. It says a P-pick, which I'm guessing is a fill draw. I'm assuming. Spectator gates open at 5. And autographs at 6. 6 to 6:40. Oh, there. I was like, why isn't the rest of the schedule?
No, it's on
another
the next
page.
Yep. It's on the next
where
page.
Where the hell is the rest of the schedule? hold up. Let me find it. There we go. Opening ceremonies at 6:45. Prolate model race number 1, followed by Bandoleros, which is spelled wrong. Superstocks, junior late models, outlaw stocks, legends, modifies, prolates number 2, and finishing the night off with the skid plates.
Yeah, they got the skid plates last this time.
Yeah, it's twin 40 laps for the prolate models.
What did I say?
Junior late models.
Oh, I know. And then I corrected myself because Donnie corrected me.
We can't always listen to everything Donnie says.
Oh, I know. The prolates, not junior lates.
How about these super factory stocks?
Yes. That too.
But then we head off. Our next adventure is down to Blythe Speedway March 9th.
Yep.
Are we ready?
Yes.
More track work going on.
Oh, yeah.
I know Gary's always down there.
A lot more track work needs to be done between now and then, and I think we got that under control. I think.
I'm being told nobody listens to the princess, which if someone calls me princess, you know who it is. If it's Patrick, it's you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want to be the princess.
But there's certain people don't want me to call you Patrick, so I'm still going to call you Patrick. After 8 years of calling you Patrick, it's kind of hard not to call you Patrick.
And,
am I right or am I wrong?
And I'm going to continue to say, yes, ma'am.
Go ahead. I don't give a shit.
He texted me, he goes, Patrick. I said, yes, ma'am. And he was like, you must have got the wrong text message. And I was like, nope. You call me Patrick, I'm going to say, yes, ma'am.
Wait, after 8 years, I'm not understanding. Not after 8 days or 8 hours. It's 8 years.
I just went along with it. Everybody else started going, no, that's not his name.
Uh-huh. Certain people said, no, that's not his name.
Princess Patrick is what I'm being told now.
When his mom's mad at me for whatever, God only knows what, she says, I didn't give no birth to no Patrick.
Lord.
I think my daughter calls you Patrick.
See? That's good.
I don't think she ever knew my real name now.
Probably not.
She's only known me in Blythe.
Well, remember, Dylan didn't know your real name either. Patrick.
No, Dylan knew my real name. Dylan didn't know nothing else.
Yes.
Hater.
What a good sport he is.
When he walked up to me, who the hell is Patrick? I was like, what does Gary need?
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Are you getting stuff done? You ready to race?
No. No, but I will be. We're going to bring the street stock back, I guess.
And to the life? March,
yeah.
March 9th?
Yeah, we'll run again, and then we'll go and run the trucks. And maybe the street stock in Havasu.
You just like staying busy, don't you?
Yeah.
It keeps you out of trouble, right?
Yeah.
Keeps you out of trouble with your wife, also.
Yeah, my wife's cool. She don't care where I go.
I do have to admit, Karen puts up a lot. My mom was sitting at Denny's that night and was like, I didn't know Don was that way. I was like, so you also got Don when he was up until 4:30 in the morning, right? No, I'm not ready to head down to Blythe.
Yeah, that was a long day. That was fun, though. We drove halfway home after Denny's.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we're talking, that was Saturday night that we were, that was before the race.
Right.
We went to Denny's.
Right.
You guys probably went. We drove all the way home that night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was burned out.
A bunch of lightweights.
I had work.
I stayed at the track.
Yeah, the guy who goes in his camper.
I had work at 6 o'clock the next morning. I got home at like midnight after that race.
Yeah, did you see how much shit needed to be cleaned up?
I helped tear down all the tables and the chairs.
And the banner. And the banner.
I loaded your damn truck.
Somebody did.
Me and Harley.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what? Matter of fact, Arlo was pulling out, and I saw him, in my walks or whatever, and I saw him stop, and so I guess he was helping you, huh?
Yeah, me and Arlo loaded up the truck.
Yeah.
You don't get no credit for that. He just, I forgot to take down his precious banner.
Yeah, I got to thank Ollie for hauling one of my cars out for me and holding
it
back for me.
Every time he hauls a race car out there, it comes back wrecked, and he don't drive it.
It's in his trailer. He must have drove it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's in his trailer.
Yeah. Told him to put the bumper 6 inches shorter, and he didn't do that, so I just
Arlie's a good sport. He puts up with a lot, and
yeah,
he's that background noise that we always hear, and he does a lot of stuff for, I know, Gary in general. He keeps Gary in line when he's down there in Blythe.
I've known Arlie since I was 18 years old.
That just means you're old, because Arlie's old.
I know.
Not Arlie 18 years old.
It's funny, I never knew Arlie before I met Gary, what, 12 years ago? 10? 8? It's up there. It's way too fucking long, I can tell you that.
I feel your pain.
Well, I didn't know Arlie even was still going to the track, so I was over at Roberts, and he walked up, and I was helping RJ, and I didn't recognize him. Mm. He looked different today than he did when we were younger.
He looked different 6 years ago.
But same good guy, loves racing. So
you know how I met Early?
Huh.
He bought one of the cars I built, and the guy that he sold it that sold it said Gary Wyatt built it. Go talk to him.
And he never left.
Oh no, he never left.
He still ties to talk to you.
Yeah,
he tried to leave, but.
He keeps saying, I think I'm done. I think I'm done. And he just keeps coming back around. I was like, I don't think you're done yet.
Well, he doesn't work on them. He won't get his hands dirty.
I don't know.
He's been touching more stuff
I asked him to hold on to this wrench, and he was like, clean it.
Right? But he always has his flashlight.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And Gary always needs that flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Arlie's a good guy, and
yeah, he'd do anything for anybody out there. And
as we've seen, he put Eric Ranky in the car last year because Eric is Dylan's dad, and he was like, go out there and have fun with your son. And then this year, Arizona Shea couldn't get her car done for the first race in Blythe, and Arlie volunteered his car, and I think he did it once with the truck, right? He let Chloe Lynch drive once because her truck was having issues, and that was here in Vegas.
I don't think her truck was ready. If I'm not mistaken.
I drove his truck.
Yeah, you jumped in his truck. But I think he just wanted you to drive it and see. Make sure it's not just me having issues, which obviously it was, because you went and finished second in it.
Right.
You keep telling me Gary's truck's the fastest truck out there. And
I'm going to show him next time we go up there on Friday. I'm going to make him watch. And he keeps telling me it's spitting and sputtering and we're laying down fast time.
And that's the funniest thing is you never realize like it's you until you see somebody else jump in your car. JJ9, I don't know if you ever met JJ9, one of Gary's buddies. He jumped in my bomber one time and he put down the fastest lap I ever seen in turn. I was like, okay, it's me.
Right.
It's 100% me, and now I have to figure it out.
Right, but it's always good to put somebody in your car and they can debrief you on what they were doing. And
even if it's not, that don't mean you're a better driver. That just means like you found something else in that car that.
It's more experienced driver.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of times people get in line, they can go faster. You know, back in the day, David drove my Legend, and he was fast.
Yeah.
And then he bought one, and I raced against him. I still beat him, but.
And he was fast.
But he was fast. He's always fast. Yeah. But
David Levitt, right?
Yeah.
David is very smooth.
Been a long time friend of mine, him and his dad, and they're super good people.
Like I said, Barry wrecked the last race in Blythe, he was apologizing to us,
right,
for making that work. I'm like, you need to worry about your own car right now. Like, you need to stop apologizing to us.
Right.
We're good. This is our job. Like,
they're just a class act like that.
They are.
You know, but if you rub them wrong, you're going to get that too. So just be fair with them. And, they make mistakes. I'm going to make mistakes and we're going to wreck. And it's different. Like if me and David get into a wreck, he knows I ain't trying to take him out, or I know he's not trying to. It just happens. Yep. So.
And that's when I screenshot and I sent it to Gary immediately when I seen David put up about RJ on Facebook. And he wrote a nice little article about RJ. And I was like, That's class right there.
Yeah.
He got straight up beat. RJ didn't do anything bad. He didn't move him.
Yeah, we had that conversation before the race with David, because he wanted to know who his kid was.
Yeah.
And I told him he'd run him clean, and so David was cool with that.
And he definitely did, and he put on a hell of a show. And
yeah,
I hope to see RJ back in a truck a few more times.
Yeah, that was a good show.
You got to see it. You got to see it from a mile away. They was on the front stretch. You was on the back stretch. But
I was honestly waiting for him to wreck.
Like, oh, I know you were.
That didn't happen, and then I fenced it, so whatever.
I was like, you kept sucking back up to him, sucking back up to him. It pulled away a little more, and you decided to try the outside lane, and it didn't work out very well for you.
No, the dumb thing was that I was catching him, and then I just ran out of talent off of four.
I don't
trying to get more.
I really don't think it would have been possible to pass those two. They were...
Well, I'd have put a bumper to him.
But not both of them at one time.
If it makes you feel any better, I had a conversation with Mark Allison, and that one jumped out and grabbed him as well.
Mark definitely, we were laughing about that the other day. Mark definitely tagged it.
I was chatting with him, and that turn four wall just ruined, just skated from me.
Yeah.
But Mark has not had good luck at that track so far.
Oh, sounds like me and Horn Show.
Mark, since the first night, opening night, he brought the Sportsman out, the late model out, and he backed it into the wall. First lap of practice, he got out of the car, he didn't blame that. No, he said, that was me, all me.
Rookie mistake is what he said.
Right. And that's what I like about Mark. He'll own up to it. If he does something stupid, or, you know, a lot of the guys, like David, if David messes up, he ain't going to blame nobody else, but like, I fucked up.
I'm the same way.
And that's what he said. I think that's what he said in his Facebook post. He was like, I wore out, he pretty much wore out his stuff.
Yeah.
And just RJ got him. And one little tire mark down the left side. But it was just, you know, Blythe. Blythe was a close quarter racing track. And
it was cool, though.
It was a good race. It definitely was.
All night was a good race.
Unfortunately,
when I got wrecked.
Unfortunately, the street stocks cannot tame the beast.
Most of them couldn't.
Yeah, that was pretty insane.
I think we had...
It was like we were racing Cup.
I don't know if we watched Daytona yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Me and my kids are sitting there, and we're staring at it, and we're all Larson fans. And I was like, the wreck's coming. And it's 10 to go. I was like, the wreck is coming. And they're like, how do you know? I was like, they're racing at 180 miles an hour.
Right.
Inches away from each other, bouncing off each other. I'm like, somebody's going to mess up.
Right.
They're already 400 laps into this.
Right.
400 miles into this.
Right.
They're going to mess up. It's going to happen.
Right. Well, it's like the guy, you know, he jumped the start and got the lead. And I was like, okay, I'm having radio problems, so I'll follow him. And I respect him because he's pretty good usually.
Yeah.
He can get rough, but we had a
good battle
dash out going on early in the day, and he just lost it, spun out. But I have a picture of his car burning the tires coming back up the track, and that's how we got collected.
Yeah, and
instead of lifting,
my kids all screamed for you. they like you for some reason.
I don't know why.
For some reason, they like you.
That was cool because we're walking off the track, and the people in the back straight away were yelling and screaming and making sure I was coming back, and so
you were waiting
excited
for the tow truck to come pick you up, huh?
There's no tow truck coming pick me up. I just walked off. But you know that was racing, and
but the
he
fans
didn't try to dump me.
Yeah.
So
the fans of Blythe are definitely hardy people.
Yeah,
they love their racing, and that's what we talked about. Kevin Trell, they were throwing beer at Kevin after Kevin's back in the truck.
Right.
Kevin walked up to Gary and goes, "Am I allowed to take a beer?" He was like, well, you're not racing no more. We're good.
Yeah. No, that's cool. And that's how it should be at every racetrack. Like, I miss the old days when we all hung out and we all talked. Now everybody's segregated. Nobody talks to nobody because they're better than them or they don't want them to look.
After the races, everybody meets in one pit.
Yeah. I mean, you can come to my car anytime, and I'll tell you what springs and shocks are in it. I don't care. I mean, it doesn't work in every car, so...
And And
who cares?
I definitely saw that because in the autograph session, there was somebody laying on the track, looking underneath, trying to see stuff.
Right. And I don't care. I mean, you can come look at my scale numbers. I don't care. You know, if you need a hand, I'll help you at the track, or you can pay me at my shop, and we'll make you fast. So
you don't have no time for that right now.
Yeah, we almost got that other new car done, so looking up.
Hopefully by March 9th, we had a – and I hope everybody comes out here and they give Blythe a shot. And I know the last race, everybody was in Havasu, and I was pushing, trying to get guys to come out. But
from
what I heard, Havasu had a lot of wrecks also.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And I heard a lot of cars did get tore up down there. One of them did come to Blythe the next night. Tony Forfa.
The one that won came to Blythe the next night.
Well, Tony Forfa was in Havasu. He got messed up in Havasu. And when he came in the gate, he was like, I need to work on it immediately, because he was like, we're tore up from last night. So So he came right down there and started working on it. And I respect that. I mean,
I mean, that was awesome to have 2 days of racing and two different tracks. And, you know, the dirt tracks do it all the time. They'll run three tracks.
Yep.
Why the asphalt's not doing that, I don't know.
Well, Speedway tried.
Yeah. And
well, they didn't try. We actually did it.
Hopefully we can make it bigger and better over here.
And I know Gary did say that was the first of many, and he hopes to keep going with that race and the Tame the Beast. And I hope more people give it a shot, because...
We will continue to call it Tame the Beast.
Yeah.
Because, very few could tame the beast the last race.
Right.
Richard Stumpf definitely did. He was the only one that...
Right. Yeah, he got the win.
Congratulations to him for the win.
So. He came away, you know, victorious, so...
Yeah.
And Dwight Kelly finished second. And it's 1-2 again.
I'd have liked to see Jim run the whole race the whole night, but... Third degree burns on his heel wasn't too cool.
No.
And it looked pretty bad.
I was excited to see him, and I could see he was struggling with something in the heat race. I want to say it was heat race or practice, and he looped it. And I was like, I've seen Jim race a lot, and that's not something that he was by himself and just looped it. And I was like,
we go way back with Jim, back in the day with my dad. And so I've known Jim a long time.
His wife or his girlfriend walked up, and she was wearing a Blythe Speedway hat like with last year in Willow. And she walked up, and this time it was like, thank you guys for having us. This is awesome. This
right.
I was like, you're just happy you guys won 4 grand last night. You're coming out here with another 1,500.
Her husband was Voss. They used to build race motors. So she came to my shop with him, and she was like all over my shop. She loves racing. She does everything she can for racing.
She was very open about it. And she was like, it's awesome. Yeah. And he has so much fun. And I was like, that's what matters. Like,
right.
You got to have a supporting cast. And he definitely did. And
me and him ran the tour. And like I said, there's a lot of tour guys building street stocks today because they're fun. And it's a good class. So when you move into a street stock, you're running against late model guys, tour guys. And it's a tough deal now. It's not just jump in a car, go race. Yeah.
And I like the street stocks because it's like old school NASCAR. When you think about like Richard Petty and shit, you've seen those Monte Carlos and stuff that, or Dale Earnhardt Sr. And I like that. And
we're like limited late models is what we are.
That's pretty much what it is. And
a lot of the cars are like that now.
It's part of the way the world is developing, and everything is moving forward.
Yes, sir.
But we move on. Like the factory stocks. The factory stocks just keep on getting faster and faster.
Right.
I know I talk about it all the time. I miss the blue collar days where like they were just straight up stock cars. Kind of like they are in Blythe right now. And like the 68, those were the cars. Like that 68 that showed up in Blythe, that was the kind of cars. Like even he was a little more advanced than what we were back in when Gary started in 01, 02.
2000.
With the Bombers. Yeah. The 7-Eleven Bullring Bombers.
That's right.
A little advanced right now.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go, but Blythe's got the cheaper Bombers.
Yeah.
I can say that. And Havasu's are cheaper Bombers. And But yeah, I mean,
and that's what I try to get. Like, I keep telling the guys down in Vegas, I was like there are a couple of the guys that they don't have the money and
right.
they know it to keep up.
Right.
And I keep trying to tell them, I was like, Dylan Mankey was the first one. Dylan jumped on board and he never left. And
right.
he went straight to Blythe and he enjoyed it. So
yeah. You know, it's fun traveling.
No, Donnie, the bombers are dead. The factory stocks are still alive.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the bombers are
the
dead.
The bombers. Donnie Shea said the factory stocks are now dead. Not anymore.
Right.
The bombers are dead. The factory stocks are what's taken off. And I know Mike Miller and Rob P, they'll be out there battling this weekend. And two guys we've had on our show before.
Well, it's every 10 years, things move up.
Yep.
So your bombers are now your street stocks, and they'll bring a new bomber in.
Honestly, it happened quick because I was out there 14, 15, and my car was pretty much, it was borderline. It was getting there, and I was able to still keep up. And then, what was it, like 17, 18, 19, 20, it got really bad, and a lot more money came out.
Yeah.
But guys like Anthony Finley, Wade Pearson, Gary Wyatt, and all them, they were the ones that the bombers were bombers.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually had a lot of fun racing. And those were the guys that they were hanging out in the pits together drinking beer after that race
right.
because they all had fun. And
right.
like you said, no one does it anymore.
No.
You get big teams. Like there's teams in Vegas that you just see they click together. And
right.
like it's kind of just.
It mostly. I've noticed is pretty much it's Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Long Show, I talk to everybody down there, you know, old buddies, people I used to race with, mm-hmm. they all still hang out. You go to Havasu, we all hang out.
And you see that on the dirt track more. The dirt tracks are definitely more like that.
Yeah.
Whenever I go to Mojave and I remember hanging out with the dwarf cars, like 8 years ago, I was with the Dwarf Car Association and it was like a big party after mm-hmm. the race. And they were battling on the track. They were into each other. They were
right.
knocking each other's wheels off. But at
right.
the same point, they were like, "Okay, we're all friends now."
Right.
And
yeah.
Dylan Ranke just chimed in and said, "It's outlaw stocks, nothing factory." So, and that's pretty much
that's what it is.
Yep. I mean,
it's their playground. So,
yeah.
whatever they want to do.
Okay. And that's what I told like Arizona. I was like, "You guys." You knew Arizona was eventually going to move on because,
right.
you know, they just, that the class out in Vegas, it's definitely a street stock class. Like, and I feel like
they're fast.
I feel like a lot of them, the factory stocks in Vegas, if they put Hoosier 970s on them, they can go run with the street stocks and probably keep up.
Probably.
My ears are
decently.
Burning.
Decently.
My ears are burning.
It's the sad part.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hoosier is their tire out there. Just like American Racer is our tire in Blythe.
Yeah.
You gotta play by the rules.
Yep.
Blythe is your playground. Vegas is their playground.
Yep. That's right.
You
want to travel, you do like me. You got four sets of tires for four different tracks.
Yeah.
That's what we do. I don't complain about it. I just do it because that's what I want to do.
But, and like I said before, and apparently I rub people the wrong way. Racers are crybabies. I'll be 100% admit that. Not everybody understands. Like, when you go to a different track, they're going to make you run whatever tire they want you to because it's the way it works.
Yes.
Am I wrong?
No. 100%?
No.
I'm going to say every track has what they want, and they have a rule that
right.
maybe they have, but it's their playground.
Right.
And that's what we talk about, so.
And it was that way years ago, too. So we ran recaps out in Vegas years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to California and ran 1882s and the 1111s. And then you go to another track and they're on something totally different. And so we went and ran Bakersfield for the stock car shootout. We did that for a couple of years. That was fun.
And
that was a whole different deal.
I do wish more tracks would work together, but as we've noticed lately, some tracks don't want to work together.
Well, it's
hard
because it's a tire game now, and,
yeah.
you know, everybody's playing games with tires. Yep. It's not the tracks.
Yep.
They're just so expensive today.
Yeah.
So.
And I've said it in the past. I was like, I would love for, like, what we did with Havasu. No, it wasn't planned, like, everybody that races Havasu comes to Blythe. It was just like, hey, we're open to the idea.
Yeah, it was an option for them. And
we were welcoming pretty much anybody that came down.
I don't know how long you can run a Hoosier. I've never ran a Hoosier five races and not had bad tires. I did run the American Racers five races, and I still was setting same times. I still ran the same lap times at the end of the main, and on the sixth night, I could feel the right rear going away.
He's been hanging out with you way too long.
Why? He's the one that's been running them.
Well, the trucks, I got six races on the truck tires. I think I'm going to put some on there.
Well, your right rear might be a little damaged because it keeps finding the wall.
It just goes away too much, so I think it's time to put some tires on that one.
It also doesn't help that you're up in the fucking... you're up on the pit entry. Turning into the corner.
I didn't have enough time to finish what I was doing, and I totally forgot to square the rear end. And on my way home, told my wife, I'm like, you know what? I never squared the rear end in the car. We just put that new one in there. And I don't know. It's still in the trailer.
I just hear a bunch of excuses.
I said I put it in the fence. That's no excuse.
Yeah. Gary just keeps saying his motor's falling apart. It's running flat. It's missing.
He told me it wasn't fast, and I turned the faster laps in his truck than any of the trucks that were there. So.
Well, we've changed a few things, so we'll see what happens this time.
I think we need to change the driver.
I'm not disagreeing with it.
Or the spotter. The spotter got a little confused last week.
I think it is the spotter's fault. Uh-huh. That's why the truck's not fast.
Hey, when I had a spotter in Vegas, I won. What's that tell you?
Well, you listen to him. You don't listen to me.
I listen to everybody. I have to. They're in my ear.
Yeah.
I'm too afraid to shut the radio off because then something will happen and I won't see it. And they'll be yelling at me, but I'll have the radio on.
Gary yells at me all the time.
I think, personally for me, the cheapest, best way to go racing is the truck series right now.
Oh, 100%.
Especially when you can rent them for that amount of money and go have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing as cheap and as fun.
Yeah.
The trucks are just totally different. I've always enjoyed those.
And RJ said it last week on the show, or 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago on the show. He said he was like, that is a blast. I think you actually like the racetrack. Cause I know he comes from that dirt background, and I feel like Blythe is a lot like that.
He actually does not like dirt. He won't drive my stock car, my IMC stock car. He said he won't drive it.
Shit, I'm going to go drive that shit. I don't care how slow it is. I'm going to go drive it.
It ain't slow. My car is leading the way. It will be on asphalt.
I love dirt. I always have. I always will. Somebody took me to a dirt track for the first time, and I ran the bomber on it. And
I've only ran the dirt a couple times, but I liked it when I ran it a few times.
What did Alex have that you ran for practice that night? Was that a street?
They're IMCA street stock. Yeah.
Out in Pahrump.
Huh.
And he jumped in it, and I know we had fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
You could definitely see he was slowing down just like he would in the bomber, trying to get it to stick. And I was standing next to Alex Williams, and he kept saying, come on, Gary, push it.
Right.
But it's not your car. You're not going to.
Well, then you're
I was only testing it. It was the first time I tested it. So.
IMCA stock cars drive a lot different than just a regular stock car now. So
yeah.
A lot of the modified guys are now in that division because it is fun.
Yeah. And I wish there was more like dirt tracks in Nevada, and unfortunately Pahrump shut down. And
well, I tried to tell them to shorten the half mile here to a quarter mile track where people can afford not to pop a motor every week
and
put on a good show.
They were talking about that back in the day because with the dwarf cars, they wanted the dwarf cars to go race out there. I was like, those dwarf cars they're dangerous out there.
And that track's so rough.
And I was like,
maybe you'd lose them in the potholes.
Yeah, the Duel in the Desert. I was sitting in the Duel in the Desert, and you would see like a Dominic Rosetta would get in the corner, and you'd see the whole thing just fucking sit there bouncing.
Yeah.
And I was like, that can't be easy. That can't be fun.
It's miserable.
Yeah.
It really is.
Now, I heard the last couple of years has been better. They had a new track crew out there?
Well, last year it started out the first night.
Yeah.
I got like 50 calls that people were ready to leave.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't stand the track. It was so bad. They were flipping cars again. It was back to the old way. The few years I ran there, it wasn't bad. I mean, we always get that hole in one and two.
Flipping one and two.
But no, the track was phenomenal when IMCA had it.
Yeah, there's always a hole going into three up there.
But it was bad last year. They worked on it. And I know they changed some things and different cars were there, but the car count was real bad.
I know they ran the outlaw sprint cars or whatever they were called. I've seen the sprint cars were out here. I haven't been out in a few years. I'm waiting for somebody I know to go out there again, and me and Wyatt are going to go pit for him.
Right. We'll go hit the duel. We'll probably run the duel. So maybe we'll put a new car together.
If you got a heater in the trailer, I'll go.
Right?
You got to be there.
You have to haul your trailer down.
Okay. We'll use my trailer. It's got a heater in there.
Right? Now, I enjoyed going to Boone and North Dakota. You know, North Dakota's got some pretty nice tracks.
When are we leaving?
But Boone, Iowa,
that
place is phenomenal. People are super nice there, and everybody's there to help everybody. You work in your little row.
Mm-hmm.
You're there for a week, so you talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
And then
when are we
start helping.
You got enough shit on your schedule right now. You ain't got time to go for a week.
I think I can find a week.
Right?
Well, we are off for 2 months. Isn't it 2 months of life?
Almost three.
Even the trucks.
We're almost off.
Yeah, I don't. What is the closest track here? Is Mojave Valley?
Mojave Dirt.
No, I don't even know what they're. I think they run the IMCA stock cars there.
In Kokopa, they run IMCA. It's all IMCA.
Yeah, they just
track.
Ran there last weekend.
And then the other one, Thunder Valley, I think it's called.
Oh. Huh.
That's a little further into Arizona.
I do have a lot of good memories at Mojave. Mojave is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But I heard they put up a wall.
I like walls.
I dragged the back bumper.
You like trying to tear them down.
I dragged the back bumper on it. I don't care.
I ran the dwarf cars in Mojave, and that was a lot of fun with that no wall.
Back in the day, I practiced a dwarf car out at Vegas Bowling. And I ain't kidding. Down the back chute, all I did was look at the gauge and look back up, and I already moved two car lengths on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So I never looked at the gauges again because I was like, holy crap. That's when they had chains for the steering.
Yeah.
Long ago.
Dwarf cars are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I wish I can have one more chance at a dwarf car. That was a lot of fun. I don't enjoy the flipping.
Right.
I had a guy flip over the top of me, and he hit the tractor tire on the infield and just started flipping. And I drove underneath him because it happened so fast.
Right.
And we were bunched up, and it was the start of the race. And he just like, nope, we're good.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Donnie said we got portable heaters now.
That's right.
We get a big 100-gallon propane tank. And
we'll need it.
Uh-huh.
Last time I ran the duel, we put 3 motors in my car.
Holy shit, I don't know if I want to go.
Sounds like a lot of work.
We went to North Dakota with a new modified, popped the motor right off the trailer. Had to buy another one later when I was there, and then rear end broke. We got in the fence, and it ripped the rear end out of
it. Wait, you what?
No, I had something break. That's what sent us there, but that was a pretty expensive 7 days up there.
There seems to be a trend.
Right?
There seems to be a trend here.
Records or checkers.
Mm-hmm. Don's
wrecking somebody.
Don Zoll likes the wall. They must be watching hockey inside. I hear fight.
My kids
might be a little violent and they like hockey.
Yeah. Now we're trying to get a program together for RJ for the ARCA.
I want to see him get some more shots. I think the kid, as you see, he can definitely wheel a race car.
He
definitely proved it in Blythe and against arguably two of the best drivers I've seen drive trucks.
Yeah.
With David and you, and he put both of you behind him. And
you're saying he schooled us?
I didn't want to say that, but
I don't know who set that trigger, but.
Mm-hmm.
No. No,
you might have gave him a good setup, but he definitely outdrove you.
We got a bunch of them trucks, so if anybody's interested, just get a hold of Gary, and we'll get you in a truck.
Absolutely.
All the trucks are the same now. They're all fast. I have no doubt any truck will win.
Even the 65 truck. It might look slow on the track, but we promise you it's not slow.
But, yep, that's what I would do.
I think you're saying I can't drive.
I didn't say a word.
I will say one. I didn't say there's trophies in the house that prove different.
Well, you get quite a few.
It doesn't say you don't know how to drive. I think you're just too cautious at times.
Well, the problem is if I wreck it, I have to fix it. That's the problem. And I'm trying to go with Zoe here to race somewhere, and you're saying I don't got time. Why do you think I got time to fix my truck?
Well, luckily I know a guy that he likes fixing wreck races.
Right? Now we're going to have...
When I bring a truck or something in, he stays on his side. He's
right.
Look at it.
You make it run, I make it turn.
Oh, Lord.
Now, RJ's supposed to bring the late model over, and we're going to get that ready and run some races with that. That'll be fun. So, and then try to get some modifies out in Blythe, which would be awesome.
I do have to give a shout-out to Jerry Pritchett. He was the first one. He said he was coming, and now he says he is coming back.
Yes.
He has some friends that...
Yeah,
that they're gonna come down, and I said call Gary. I said let him know, and I was like Gary's willing to work with anybody.
Right. And I'm trying to get my modified delivered to Blythe next race, so I can get that back.
Get my golf cart delivered, okay?
We ain't got enough of those.
No, this other one's supposed to be Wazoo, so
it's pretty nice.
Look, I got batteries for it. Okay.
Does it got like six seats?
Him and Arlie are gonna box over it. No, we're gonna. I like to get my modified done. I like those too. So it'll be fun to see if we can back that one in the fence. I haven't backed him in the fence. I just dragged the fence.
Mm-hmm.
You just use up your right rear quarter panel.
Yep.
But I want to see more modifieds out there, and unfortunately Jerry had issues while he was out there, and
right.
That's Gary's new bodyguard.
That's my new bodyguard, so keep messing
around.
We were talking about it the other night at the shop, and I was showing videos of him doing the world's strongest man, and he at first didn't look that big.
Right.
Like when he was off in the distance, and I drove by, and I was like, how you doing? Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
And then I stood next to him in the driver's meeting, and I looked over. I was like, holy shit. I'm like, you are that big.
That was funny because I was running Tucson, and he pulled in. I didn't know who he was. You know, I knew he was brand new because we'd never seen him.
Yeah.
And he's totally green.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, that guy got a mohawk and he's a big dude, you know. Mm-hmm. Never talked to him. I've never said a word to him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just
nice
never
guy.
Have time. Cause
nice guy. And,
he really is.
And like David Levitt, you know, you tell them a few things and they're like, okay, if that's what you want, okay, that's fine.
Right.
That's fine. Yeah.
Right.
You know, don't. You know, he asked questions, but I was like, hey, you know, and we had a conversation, and it wasn't a bad conversation. It was just, you know, hey, we do this here, we do this here, we do this here. Okay.
Right.
You know, and he was all for everything.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you can't go to every track and argue with the promoters because it makes no sense. It's their sandbox. You're coming to play. If it's something wrong, then, you got something to stand on. But to argue about some of the dumbest things that I see go on, and
and everybody does something a little different each track. I mean,
it's not set in stone. And just because it's a NASCAR track doesn't mean they go by NASCAR rules, because you call NASCAR and they make their own rules.
Yep.
NASCAR just wants your money for the license. So I've dealt with NASCAR, and NASCAR ultimately calls the track and tells them I'm telling on them. So.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very unfortunate call, and I lost the championships because I was going for three that year in three different classes, and we led the points all year in all three. So some bad calls, but it's not on NASCAR, it's on the track.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but that's because NASCAR called the track and said, Zoe Jr.
Yeah, and that's what I was told. They called them and told them what I said. What my wife said. So,
are you telling me Karen started some shit?
No, come on.
Karen's the first one to be up in your face.
No, well, I know this, but I could definitely see that.
She's lost me positions in a race because it was true that they put me ahead of two guys.
Mm-hmm.
And she went over and was freaking out because I was supposed to be two cars back. So she does the right thing. It doesn't matter if it's against me or for me, but don't talk about me when she's walking by. One guy found out this last race.
You wait until I see her.
Call me a cheater right off the trailer with a dirt car second quick. So
you wait until
how am I cheating?
Wait till I see her walking by and see if I don't say something.
Yes. But she stands up for everybody. She don't, even if it was anybody at Blythe, it doesn't matter if I hate the guy or she doesn't like, but what's fair is fair, and that's how she is.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's good. That's a good way to be.
But if you're wrong,
you're not all perfect color.
But yeah, she's cool. She helps out a lot of people.
Trying to play footsie with me?
You're trying to play with knees.
But, I run my knee under the table.
And she'll do anything for anybody out there, you know. I've seen her change tires on a guy I was racing championship for. And she didn't care.
And that's what I liked about Blythe.
And
because
her family's that way.
That's what I liked about Blythe the last race. One of the factory stocks, number 9, had some front end damage, and she came off the track, and everybody ran over there and was trying to rip the fender back.
That's how it should be.
And then it was other guys that were in the race, like their buddies were in the race, and that's the good part. I mean,
That's what's cool.
And we need more of that in racing because, unfortunately, racing is a dying sport at times, and you do see a lot of tracks going under, and the car count might not be what it was 10 years ago, but...
Yeah, and it's expensive.
The world's not what it was 10 years ago.
Yes, that's a fact. That's a fact.
Yes, that's a 100% fact.
The economy is definitely going downward and upward and downward and upward. And,
But you know,
it's the way of life.
For fans, they can go to the track. It's cheap enough to go and bring your family. And shoot, I think it's cheaper than taking them to a movie anymore.
That is true. The whole popcorn and all the snacks.
That's expensive just to get a ticket.
Yeah.
I don't even go anymore.
God forbid you want a large drink.
Or a large popcorn.
Like $5 a drink.
It's definitely less expensive than going to a football game, I can tell you that.
Right.
Fucking Allegiant Stadium out here is $15 for a soda. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, the prices out here.
That's crazy.
But
they're
going
to get their money back for that beautiful facility yet.
It is a gorgeous stadium. It is. I go for the UNLV college football games, and it's a lot cheaper than the Raiders, I can tell you that. they definitely make their money.
Yeah. Like, well, just a regular Western cheeseburger at Carl's Jr. $13 for a small meal, not even medium.
Yep. Yeah, unfortunately, even McDonald's is outrageous.
McDonald's out of control.
The dollar cheeseburger is no longer a dollar. I remember back in
no longer $2 either.
When I was back in high school, I used to go before school or after school just to get a burger or something, a burger and a drink. And I was like, okay, $8. And now it's like $25. I'm like,
It's crazy right now.
We're good, though.
The Wiener Schnitzel. I go to Wiener Schnitzel. It's like $22. I'm like, am I financing the building or something?
Right.
What's going on here?
That's what my kids don't understand. My kids are still to the point they don't understand. I was like, we're not going to dinner every night.
Right.
I was like, next thing you know, you're spending $45 and
take them kids to eat, man.
You ain't racing. You got money.
Every Tuesday after the show, they want to go to dinner with Wyatt. And I'm like, I don't have a $100 bill to throw on the table tonight.
We're going to chunk them up in no time at all. They need some left side weight. So when Patrick buys them a race car, they got left side weight.
My daughter is the only one right now that actually said, I want a race car. I said, you need to learn how to listen before we worry about anything else.
Mm-hmm. All right. When are you bringing your car out?
I already made a comment that Gary's going to end up at the shop soon.
I'm trying to figure out what you're scared about. Mm-hmm. Hey, says she's going to wax your butt.
Mm-hmm.
She can try.
I think she can.
She can try.
You're used up. You haven't been in a car in a long time.
She might get me at Blythe.
Oh.
I don't like walls. I'm not bully. I don't do well with walls.
Let me tell you from experience, they don't move.
Nope, but you can drag them.
I mean, Zoli did still finish third.
The hardest I've ever hit a wall is at Havasu.
Yeah.
I drilled that wall hard.
Yeah, I did that in a modified.
Yeah.
Yep, Gary Cheeks stuffed me in the wall wide open. In a trophy dash. Go figure. Destroyed a brand new modified.
Gary, lovely Gary Cheeks.
Yep. And that worst hit I ever took was in my tour car in Bakersfield.
Oh, wow.
140 off into the turn one, and tire came apart. And I buried the motor in with me, shoved me out the door. It was bad.
Wow.
That one was bad. We had to cut the car in half just to get in the trailer.
So the hardest one I took, and I lost my brakes in 2010 and hit the wall head on, and that one didn't hurt as bad as when I lost the axle. I had a C-clip brake in the rear end, the axle went out, and I went off into the corner. I thought it was a blowout, and I was like, well, I'm not going to hit the wall head on. So I went to turn thinking, okay, it's going to at least make the corner. It did not make the corner.
Well, that's what happened to Don Gary. You know, he knocked the toe out early in the race, and then he bounced it off the wall. And as soon as he hit the wall, he felt sick.
Yeah.
He had a headache.
I see.
He's like, dude, that was the worst hit I ever took.
I hit head on, and I was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But when I hit the when I broke the C-clip, I hit the wall. I came up like this, and I hit it straight flat on the driver's side door, and that was the worst feeling I was ever in.
Yeah.
That hurt because you don't see that coming.
Right.
You're still at that point and still trying to fight. Where are you in trying to
I think it's just the impact, the way you get into a fence. It doesn't matter.
And I think it's better if you don't see it coming.
Yeah.
You know, he knew it was coming because he said it was turning, and then it wasn't.
It definitely hurt.
The car wasn't too bad on the body. He thought it was all destroyed because he just loaded it and they had to leave because he didn't feel good. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, you're a wuss, man. Yeah. This thing is not bad.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, I hit that so hard, I was dying.
When you hit that side impact, your whole body like just jams
it just
around.
You.
Definitely not a good feeling.
Yeah, he's got a knee brace on now. He hurt his knee, and he's like, if I can't drive this weekend, you're driving. I don't care. I'll drag your bumper too.
So,
we'll go out Friday night and shake the car down, and it's good, we'll load up and wait for Saturday.
I won't be here Friday, but I'll be here Saturday to help you.
Okay. Yeah. Justin won't.
No. Justin's scared.
He'll walk around. He won't get his hands dirty.
Uh-huh. Him and Arlie will hold hands. Make sure
we got to keep our hands clean.
Uh-huh.
We're going to work together to keep our hands clean.
You need somebody on the radio. You're good at that.
I'll let you do that.
No, you can do that. The button's not dirty. We'll watch it.
No, I'll talk him through the race.
Just don't ask my brother. My brother hates me spotting. But I'm the one he keeps calling to spot for him. So he'll tell you he ain't got nobody else.
You did all right with me.
Yeah, see? Dylan has the solution.
Hmm.
Just stay away from the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, there should be some more cars coming, I think, and well, I'm going to build another one. I know there's probably two more I'm building.
I know one you're building first.
I keep hearing that, but it ain't at the shop. No tubing showed up yet, but we're going to build a couple more cars, and we should have a good, fast thing, and I know Dylan's working on some stuff, so I have Smotherman's other street stock there for his daughter that we're putting a clip in. I don't know what they're going to do. Probably run Blythe and Havasu, but she wants to turn into a dirt car, but I don't know.
The only dirt is Mojave right now.
Well, she'll go around Bakersfield or something.
And, well, yeah, and then Cocopaw,
yeah,
which is further than Blythe.
Yeah, but I don't know. They run street stocks like that.
I'm going to say that she's also friends with Pike and all them.
Yeah, she goes a lot of places with those guys. Pike's supposed to come over, too. Look at her truck.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Jason or Jake? The kid or the dad?
Well, Jake is...
Well, the kid wants to drive one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Daddy will come with him.
Yeah. They want to try a truck. And
Jason was always one of my favorite guys in Pahrump to watch because he was just one of those guys that you always knew he had a chance to win.
Huh.
And he was always...
Yeah, we watched, what is his name? Who's a 12 car?
Wolfenstein?
Wolfenstein, yeah, his son. I've never met him.
Brian?
Brian?
Yeah.
They were out there running. He struggled in the main. He did good in the B, but he was struggling pretty good in the main. Spun out.
There's a lot of kids that came from Pahrump, like Hibden.
Yeah, he's an animal. That's one of my wife's favorites right there. Is that
he
kid.
Is.
Yeah,
he is. He's pretty damn good.
He got tied in with some good people back in North Dakota, so he's
they took him out of their wing.
Unfortunately, the one guy passed away, the kid in the 2 car, and his brother ran the 10 car, and he passed away, and that's why there's a number 2 on his roof.
I get to see him race a lot because of Flow Racing. I tried the Flow Racing watch.
He's a pretty good shooter right there. That kid can wheel a car.
I always thought I was like, Pahrump ain't gonna bring too many good drivers out, but it definitely did. And and RJ's another one of them. RJ came from Pahrump, and
right.
I know he's still trying to make an ARCA, and I hope to see him actually do it, and I hope he gets a good program behind him.
If we get this program, it should be pretty cool. We'll have a couple of them at the shop. I'm gonna run one on a couple short tracks. Just trying to put a deal together is kind of a pain.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
when
I heard $2,500 for a set of tires,
right?
And they needed 10 of them for Phoenix, and I was like, wow.
Well, I can tell you, RJ saves his money. Mm-hmm. RJ buys his tires.
Oh.
RJ pays for his hotel. So that kid saves money and does what he has to go race with these guys. So that's pretty respectful.
Oh, yeah.
So... biggest thing with him the first time I crew chiefed him is he got a mouth on him sometimes. And I'm like, you know, you're not at a Saturday night track. So I made him pull off the track and I had a conversation with him. And he's like, what did I say? I'm like, well, you said this, you said that. He's like, I did. I'm like, you can't be saying that not with NASCAR.
Yeah.
They won't put up with it. And then I have this thing when people get out of a race car and punch it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those things for me that I can't stand. And I think you're a spoiled brat when you do that. And I was watching them up here. They were running Vegas, and I was watching on TV in Phoenix. And he blew a motor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they panned away, and then when they panned back, he slammed. He punched the car. And I thought, I'm calling him right now. And I did. You can ask his dad. I called his dad, and I said, you freaking tell him, don't ever act like a spoiled brat.
Yeah.
You know?
And RJ,
But he's down to earth kid.
Well, RJ is definitely not, and I didn't know him very much in the past, and I knew of him in Pahrump and
stuff.
Since
he was in diapers.
Okay, I knew of him in Pahrump. Damn.
Uh-huh.
Right. That was quick.
But I've known his dad for years, and I know a lot of people Robert's beat up in those years.
And that's what I said about RJ.
RJ, I think RJ is that way, and RJ is not that way. RJ is he's a hardworking kid. I mean, he put his work in on the trucks.
Yep.
He's down last weekend, him and his dad, working on another truck with me. So it's cool. He deserves where he's going.
Yeah, I do respect RJ.
Well,
thank you for joining us.
Yes.
We will see everybody this weekend in Vegas and then March 9th down in Hawaii.
Yes. Be there. Anything else?
Oh, we'll be there.
You're good?
We're good.
All right.